We've come a long way from the days when teen readers could live vicariously through Nancy Drew. The heroine of Jesse Humphrey's young adult novel is Ruby Rose. And like Nancy Drew, Ruby Rose is a sleuth. But unlike Nancy, she packs heat and wears Prada. So where does this Las Vegas author find her inspiration? She is a lawyer by day, so does that give her a natural affinity for crime stories? And how did she achieve that perfect synergy of writing talent and marketing savvy that landed her book as a bestseller for the Kindle reader? Well, we're going to solve these mysteries with the help of young adult author Jesse Humphrey. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi there. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you with us. More than half of young adult readers are actually over 18. Are you a fan of the genre yourself?
I found that statistic to be strange as well, but that happens to be the case for me. I read almost exclusively young adult books, so I love the idea of coming-of-age stories. Doesn't necessarily mean that I fathom myself as this immature teen. I just think that we're all drawn to these stories where these kids are making life-changing decisions.
Why do you think adults like these books as well as young adults?
Well, in the case of the books that I love these days, they're really powerful characters. They just happen to be teenagers. I think that Triss from Divergent and Katniss from Hunger Games and these other characters are really strong females, first of all. I really like the identification of the girls being able to kick some butt every once in a while. But it really comes down to the fact that they are human and they have challenges, sometimes bigger challenges than normal real life, but powerful all the same.
Did that influence you in deciding to write for a young adult audience? And some of these same kinds of themes you thought might be attractive to readers as well?
Yes, these books were powerful books, not just for me, but for lots of readers in my age group, the soccer moms, I guess you could say. I have some young kids in soccer. But all of my friends, we find ourselves drawn to these stories of young love. There's always a little bit of kissing in these stories that I happen to like, but also life-changing circumstances where they become powerful individuals. They can change their communities and they can change their worlds.
Tell us a little bit about Ruby Rose. Your book opens 6 months after the death of her father. And talk a little bit about how that plot point drives the character's story.
Okay, so Ruby Rose is just really suffering. She's heartbroken. Her father was the one person who taught her how to wield a weapon and to follow criminals and do some really unordinary things. So the fact that he's gone has driven her to pursue an extracurricular activity. She has a therapist, and her therapist told her to find an outlet. So there she is. She's finding an outlet. She's stalking five criminals that her father couldn't put away, nor her mother, who is the district attorney. And so she starts following them, and it gets her in trouble, as you might imagine.
Of course. It seems as though in most young adult novels, however empowered the heroine is, there are elements of fashion and romance. Is that kind of a prerequisite, perhaps, of young adult novels?
No, I don't think so, but it is for me. Definitely for me. I appreciate when subject matter that is dark can be treated with a light tone, perhaps. So that's why I think that even though there's some killing and kissing in my book, that still it's appropriate for young readers because it's not gratuitous violence and it's not graphic in any sense. It's meant to face these issues head on. There are some dark elements in this world, but it's treated lightly so that it's for everybody, essentially.
When you're creating a character like that, do you feel compelled to create a character who can be something of a role model? I mean, do you feel any sort of responsibility with that when you're dealing especially with young adult fiction?
Yes, I did. In fact, this was a huge issue that I approached early on. Originally, I had written this Ruby Rose character to be more like Dexter from the Showtime series and from the original books by Jeff Lindsay, who is a sociopath. He kills because he wants to, because he needs to. Ruby's not like that. For teens, because this is actually a contemporary book, it's a realistic book in a sense, you know, I'm not going to set up some example that Ruby's going out and killing people because she likes to. She's actually set up in every circumstance. She's lured into committing legally justified murder. So she's saving people's lives each and every time. It's not something that she wants to do by any means. So yes, I felt a responsibility for her to always have a moral compass.
Did you ever ponder, though, kind of playing the hand out a little bit and thinking, okay, if I make Ruby Rose just a touch more like Dexter, mm-hmm. or introduce some sociopathic elements? I mean, were you really tempted to go in that direction?
Originally, I was.
Wow.
And then I got some feedback from some of my writing friends that said, no, you cannot do this. And I said, you're right. I have this problem where I push the boundaries sometimes in life, and I have to be pulled back by some responsible parties. But yes, I upon retrospect, I definitely agree that Ruby had to have a moral compass and an ethical line to walk.
Your book contains the kind of the standard, all of these characters are fictional, warning at the beginning, mm-hmm. as non-fiction novels do. But have you used any of your life, either as an adult or in teen years, as inspiration for your writing?
Yes. I there is a few characters that you could probably pick out in my life. And I didn't even ask for their permission. So I might get sued in the future. But I knew about that, as an attorney would. Yes, I think that I have definitely taken a lot of the frustrations in my life, perhaps with the legal system, that sometimes bad guys get away with murder, and it's very frustrating. Bad guys get away with a lot of bad things, and it's very frustrating to me. But ultimately, it is the best justice system in the world.
So is there a certain amount of therapy or catharsis, if you will, where the bad guys don't necessarily get away with it in the stories
that you
tell? I
don't know if I should admit that publicly in case anything should happen in the future.
Well, but good point.
I think so. Writing is very cathartic for me, and I value my career as an attorney. I really appreciate the education, and I love working with my clients. But there's some part of creative writing that fulfills a whole other aspect of my life that can never be reached by lawyering.
Is there some sense of right and wrong that where being a lawyer kind of inspires this outlet? I mean, I'm thinking of so many of the works of John Grisham, but he's far from the only lawyer who has become an author and taken to writing as well.
That's true.
Is there something to your study and practice of the law that kind of inspires this whole notion of telling stories where the ending is maybe a little more satisfactory for the most part?
In my case, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like my experiences as an attorney have influenced the way I write. However, I don't think that's always the case. I have a lot of attorney friends who write. Not in Las Vegas. They haven't come out of the closet yet. I was in the closet writer in Las Vegas for a while, but across the nation. And they write fantasy, and they write paranormal, and they write a lot of different genres. But of course, the challenge and the struggle for humanity, finding right and wrong, it's always there. So perhaps underneath it all.
Mm. Now, at the same time, speaking of right and wrong, I'm sure if you were to serve as a counselor for Ruby, you would probably say, Ruby, do not, you're 17, you cannot carry a gun.
Right. You would think.
And yet she does. Did you get any criticism for that?
A lot. Yeah. Yes. Gun issues always going to be a little bit touchy. The fact is that she's not a normal 17-year-old girl. She's been trained properly. She has a concealed weapons permit signed by her father, who is a SWAT sergeant. So this is not an ordinary set of circumstances. Would I give my 17-year-old daughter a gun? No, I would not. But this is fiction, and we have some more leniency. And this is a character who's fully capable of doing the right thing with a weapon.
There was a piece in Slate.com recently by Ruth Graham, who had a tough criticism of adults reading young adult novels. Said it was too bad that the young adult books like The Fault in Our Stars or Hunger Games books were pushing people away from serious writers like Dickens or John Updike or Alice Munro. Did she have a point?
She may have had a point, and I respect everyone's opinion on these matters, but I have to disagree wholeheartedly. I think there's room for all kinds of literature. Just because you're reading young adult novels doesn't mean that you also can't appreciate the classics. So I think we all go through phases. I went through a pretty mean Shakespeare and Jane Austen phase, as young women tend to do. I've come out of that lately. And I have really loved the idea of reading these books that are pushing literature in a whole new, fresh, optimistic direction. I read a recent article where in the past, romance books revolved around this idea that the men had to be the aggressor. And now we find in young adult books, this generation and in this decade, that girls can actually ask the boys out. Girls can be the one who instigate the romance and the relationships. And I think that we see that pretty clearly in young adult books. These girls are strong, and they know what they want, and they go and get it. And I think we love that.
It's kind of feel liberating. I mean, realizing that you're not in the same territory as Carolyn Keene when she was creating Nancy Drew maybe a half century or so ago.
Right. I believe that this is a great time to be writing books. And I think that for the youth and the next generation, I'm looking forward to where they take, you know, the literature in the next 10 years, 20 years. Maybe there's going to be some grumpy person who doesn't like it then as well. But I think that we're a country where we can write whatever we want, and whoever wants to read it can read it. And I think the overwhelming consensus is that young adult books are here to stay.
Hmm. Jesse Humphreys is the Las Vegas author of the young adult novel Killing Ruby Rose. Jesse's been great visiting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.